James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem more than 2,000 years ago, he divided all of time into before his arrival and after.
One man has changed virtually everything. And most people don't even know it.
Who is this Jesus who changed all of human history right up through the present moment?
Jesus Christ is still admitted to be the most influential person that ever lived, and we see it every time we write a date. The calendar reflects King Jesus as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
We celebrate Christmas on today's Truths That Transform. Merry Christmas and welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. This week we celebrate Christmas. It's always a special time of year, and yet many people who celebrate it also accuse the followers of Christ of being backwards and superstitious and in our day even oppressive. On today's program, we will mark Christ's advent by uncovering those accusations and showing how the light of truth disproves them. And we will share with you how Jesus can completely transform your own life. We begin with a look at the transformative power of Christ on the world in which we live, where his impact surrounds us, whether we know it or not. Our own David Wright has more.
There are some today who claim that Christianity is to blame for many of the problems we see throughout the world. So, what would life be like if Jesus had never been born?
There are those that often think something like this. If Jesus had never been born, all the maladies of Western civilization would not have occurred. There would have been no crusades. There would have been no burning of witches in Europe and no hanging of witches in Salem. There would have been a lot greater love.
There's a strident voice in our society trying to squelch the Christian influence in the public arena by labeling Christians as racist, women-suppressing, freedom-hating bigots. But is that really the truth?
Let's just take a look at Western history. What's been the greatest force of good? Look at hospitals. Look at orphanages. These are driven by Christians. There has been some bad things in the name of Christianity. Let's own that. Jesus said there would be bad wheat among the tares, etc. But Christianity has been the overwhelming, most greatest a positive contribution in the history of the world, and we should be proud of that.
Christianity brought compassion into the human world, and that was directly because Jesus said, love your neighbor, and he said, love your enemy. And when we begin to see civilizing influences in the world, we are seeing the fruit of Jesus Christ as he began to take human nature, which is sometimes utterly dark and violent, and beginning to harness it for good.
The world in which Christ was born was very cruel and brutish. Those living at this time had a much shorter lifespan.
The Romans had a practice of exposure of unwanted infants. So the mother would bear the child and lay it at the father's feet. If he picked it up and liked it and thought they could afford it, they kept it. But if he did not pick it up, the mother would have to place the child in a basket and go outside and set it in the woods or someplace, and it would die. It would be exposed to the elements. The Christian leaders of that day spoke out against exposure. So we have the Christian conscience sticking up for the unborn, the newborn, the infants. The majority of hospitals in America were started by churches. Catholic churches, Presbyterian, Baptist, Lutheran, Seventh-day Adventist, and they did it as a ministry unto the Lord.
Education for the masses was also a Christian development. especially after the Reformation, education for children and education for adults.
As we look at the roll call of the great schools of America and its founding age, they all have a connection with the church. Harvard, Yale, Brown, Princeton, Dartmouth, and you can just keep on going from there. Education is one of the great byproducts of the Bible. We know that that's true because the Bible insists on education. Go back to the Old Testament. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Teach these things to your children when you rise up, when you go to bed, when you walk along the way. The Bible is a book of instruction and education. The Proverbs are designed for a father teaching a child how to be wise and skillful in living.
Christianity has also had a massive impact on the elevation and advancement of women in society.
Everywhere Christianity has gone, the plight of women and the plight of the defenseless and the plight of the impoverished has been bettered. Everywhere Christianity has gone.
We can see how Jesus treated women. He elevated women. When he spoke to the woman at the well, who was an outcast from her own society, but he treated her with the utmost dignity. Christianity teaches us we are made in the image of God. That's why we value human life. But when you look at countries that don't have the belief system of that Jesus gave us, what you see are women are completely mistreated. They're treated as property. And if they bring dishonor on the family, they can be killed. Look at Islamic countries where if a woman is accused of some improper behavior, that her own family members will kill her.
The idea that we are all equal and that every person is sacred comes out of the Bible. So it's no surprise that Christianity has been the driving force behind the abolition of slavery. William Wilberforce, the man credited for his efforts to end the slave trade in the British Empire, was an ardent Christian.
Wilberforce set himself this goal of abolishing this satanic abomination called the slave trade. Why? Because he became a serious Christian and he understood that if you take the Bible seriously, you know that slavery is a horror. And that if you call yourself a Christian nation, which England did, you are obliged morally, even if it costs you dramatically, you're obliged morally to abolish the slave trade. All of these things come out of the Bible.
We have an understanding as Christians that every human being is someone for whom Jesus Christ died. And as a consequence, each individual worth, male and female, has gone up wherever Christianity has gone. When Christianity became the dominant religion in the Roman Empire, slavery ended.
Those of us in the West today assume certain values, right? We know racism is wrong. For example, right? There is no way to say that racism is wrong unless you go back to the Bible. It is from the God of the Bible that we get all these ideas that every agnostic and atheist today accepts and takes for granted. So there's a tremendous irony there that all of the values of the West, of the liberal West, of the free West, all of those values come out of the Bible.
America would not have the freedoms and liberties that we cherish today if it weren't for the strong Christian influence of our founding fathers.
America has been a beacon of hope, funding, and support around the world. Disaster relief is not coming from Hindus, it's not coming from Buddhists, it's coming from Christians in America. America has been an amazing force for good in the world, and that impulse comes from Christianity. And you have to realize this, no other religion on the face of the earth could have produced America other than Christianity.
It is clear that Western civilization as we know it would be totally unrecognizable if it were not for the birth of Jesus Christ.
If Jesus had never been born, this would be a very dark planet indeed. Jesus Christ is still admitted to be the most influential person that ever lived, and we see it every time we write a date. The calendar reflects King Jesus as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
What difference does Jesus make? It would be a very cold world we'd be living in today if Jesus had never come 2,000 years ago.
We're living in a time and culture where there are a lot of lies out there about faith and about the Christian faith in particular.
What is the answer to those who denigrate Christianity? Our newly reprinted book, What If Jesus Had Never Been Born, makes the case for the amazing impact that Jesus Christ has made on every aspect of life, culture, knowledge, history, and freedom.
There's nobody who has ever lived who has had as great an impact on culture and the world as Jesus, a positive impact.
Contact us today, and we will send you What If Jesus Had Never Been Born as our thanks for your generous gift toward the vital work of this ministry.
There is simply nothing else that has ever come into this world that's had the impact of Jesus Christ. Virtually the entire world stops and marks Christmas because of his influence, whether they know it or not. Dr. Kennedy introduces us to the most important man who ever lived in this portion of his Christmas message, to change the world.
Today we are gathered together to celebrate the birthday of the greatest person that ever lived on this planet. Now, some people have made transformational changes in one or another part of human learning or life, and their names are enshrined in the history of this world. But one man has changed virtually everything, and most people don't even know it. That's why he is the greatest man that ever lived. His name, of course, was Jesus. We call him the Christ. And there is virtually nothing that he hasn't changed. To wit, he was a baby. And in that, infancy was transformed. One of the most ghastly ills, sins of the ancient pagan world was abortion and infanticide. With the touch of Christ, those two great evils virtually disappeared in the pagan world because of Christ, and only have been brought back again with the neo-pagan view of life, which we called humanism. And so now, as usual, horrible ills of the pagan world are now called virtues and must be supported by right-thinking Americans if they ever want to be a justice on the Supreme Court. But in our hearts, we know what is right and what is not right. Another thing that he touched was time. The ever-living one became a creature of time. He lifted up the river of ages and turned it out of its course. He knocked on the door of the centuries, and all has been different since then. And today, we count time based upon his birth as B.C., before Christ, and A.D., Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord. And yet, tragically, many Americans don't even know what that means. Today, it's no wonder they celebrate Santa Claus more than Christ. He touched blind eyes and deaf ears and withered legs and arms, and hospitals sprang up into existence all around the world. When Christ came, he touched the leper, whom no man would come near. He touched the flesh and healed it, and leprosariums began to spring up around the world, because he had made all things new. He gathered little children unto him and took them into his arms, and orphanages sprang up in nations around the world. Behold, behold, I make all things new. Look closely and see the influence of the Spirit of this colossus of a man. Wherever his spirit has gone, things have been touched and changed for the better. John Quincy Adams, President of the United States, is known, perhaps you don't know why, he is known to be the most brilliant intellectual president that we ever had. John Quincy Adams. And he said that the great excellence of the American Revolution was what? He said that the greatest excellence was that, quote, it bound together in one indissoluble bond the principles of Christianity with the principles of civil government. May I say that again? What did the American Revolution do? To hear some today, you would think that it divided the church from the state. That's not what President Adams said. The greatest excellence of the American Revolution was it bound together in one indissoluble bond the principles of Christianity with the principles of civil government. And so our civil liberties that we have today and freedoms have come from Christ and from his followers. And in the world today, only in those countries which have emulated America are those where they have real freedom, civil liberties, and freedom of religion, where Christ's influence has been felt, in spite of the efforts of some to destroy all mention of that one who is responsible for giving us the liberty that we enjoy today. Yes, Christ has given us so many things. He has changed our world. There are those that would like to say that Christians are uneducated, that Christians are not in favor of education. Well, nothing could possibly be further from the truth than that. The pilgrims on the Mayflower, before they set foot upon this land, declared that they would establish schools in order that the students could learn what? Humanism? Atheism? Evolutionism? No. In order that they might learn to read the Word of God. By the way, John Adams, the father of John Quincy Adams, second president of the United States, was the first one to make an educational survey of America. And he found among all native-born Americans that there was less illiteracy than there were comets in the sky, that less than 1% of Americans could not read and write neatly. I think I just excluded some of you. Doctor, were you there? No, that's okay. And the first 123 universities in this country were formed for the explicit stated purpose of something like this, for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith. And Harvard said that its students must learn to trust and love Jesus Christ, that was the height of education. Those things increasingly are being blotted out and ignored as people try to take away the very memory of this person who is the greatest person that ever lived, whose birthday we are supposed in America to celebrate today. Of course, the most important new thing that he makes is a new you, a new me, new people. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And that's, of course, the most important thing that he's changed, his human lives. people who have been monsters of iniquity have been taken up by those pierced hands and transformed into stalwart soldiers of Jesus Christ. This one whom we have beheld, who has made all things new, has he made you new? Have you come to him, received him as Savior, confessed to him your sins, asked him to cleanse you and change you and make you a new creature? Or do you just have the wrappings and the ribbons of Christmas, and the essence is not there? Won't you ask him to come in, change your life, transform your heart, cause you to love him, to adore him, and to discover that you have found your Creator and your God?
The transformation that Christ brings is what Christmas is all about. Yet many people, including Christians, are vastly unaware of how greatly Jesus has transformed the world around us. That's why Dr. Kennedy wrote his book, What If Jesus Had Never Been Born, with his co-author, Dr. Jerry Newcomb. Did you know that without Jesus' impact on the world, there would be no such thing as modern science, universities, or even America? This landmark book documents the enormous and often unknown effect that Jesus and the Bible have had on the world we live in. And we have just published a special ministry edition of it, which we would like to send you as our thanks for your generous donation to the ongoing work of this ministry. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or you can go online to djkm.org. The arrival of Jesus in the manger in Bethlehem led to the forgiveness of our sins, but it also led to the transformation of societies and nations. Find out how in this seminal book. And if you're able to give a donation of $100 or more, we will send you the new ministry edition of What If Jesus Had Never Been Born, plus the D. James Kennedy Topical Study Bible. This beautiful Bible, bound in genuine leather, marks the culmination of Dr. Kennedy's more than 50 years of ministry, featuring over 700 notes alongside the biblical text on questions like, does the Bible teach socialism? Do Christians, Muslims, and Jews worship the same God? Does the Bible speak to the question of gender identity? And much, much more. Experience Dr. Kennedy's Bible-based teaching in a rich new way through the notes and materials that are included in this one-of-a-kind Bible. When you donate right now, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar through the $500,000 Vision 2021 Matching Challenge Fund. But only if you give before December 31. So please act now to have your gift doubled through the Matching Challenge Fund and receive some of our most outstanding resources as our thanks. That's Dr. Kennedy's landmark book, What If Jesus Had Never Been Born, written with Dr. Jerry Newcomb, as our thanks for your generous donation. And the book plus the D. James Kennedy Topical Study Bible as our thanks for your donation of $100 or more. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. Christmas is different this year for many of us. Because of pandemic concerns, fewer people will travel and gather with their families this season. But perhaps the different and more muted celebration this year can serve to turn our attention a bit more away from the trappings of the season and more toward the reason we celebrate Christmas at all. With the birth of Jesus Christ into the world, what theologians call the incarnation, the eternal Son of God took on flesh and a human nature. This is truly the greatest miracle that's ever taken place. The living God became part of His own creation. Jesus was sent into this world on a rescue mission because of God's great love for us, because of God's great love for you. Maybe you think you're not worthy of that love, that you have strayed too far and sinned too much for God to love you. But the birth of the Son of God to a Jewish maiden on a starry night so many years ago is definitive proof that you are wrong about that. The Apostle John wrote, "In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world that we might live through Him." You see, not only did God send His Son Jesus to us, but Jesus died on the cross to satisfy the wrath of God against our sin. And when Jesus rose from the dead on the third day, He proved Himself as the only true Savior, securing eternal life for us. And you can receive that eternal life right now, simply by acknowledging your own sin and your need for a Savior, and by placing your faith in Christ, trusting that His death and resurrection was for you, and accepting the salvation He offers you today. Simply tell Him, "Lord, I am sorry for my sins, and I want to live with You forever. I accept the free gift of eternal life that You paid for with Your own body and blood. Come into my heart and make me one of Your children." Dear friend, if you have done that, you can celebrate not only the birth of the babe of Bethlehem, but your own new birth as well, as the Son of God takes up residence in your heart. To help you on your faith journey, we have a book we want to send to you at no cost or obligation. It's Dr. Kennedy's book for new believers to guide you in your relationship with Christ, called Beginning Again. Contact us right away to receive your copy. And may God bless you. And may this be your merriest Christmas ever. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for being with us. Here's a look at the next Truths That Transform.
You've missed the greatest good news that this cursed world has ever heard.
And I hearken back to the synagogue growing up, and I remember that our rabbi in the Torah readings always skipped Isaiah 53.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.